The back is straight. The shoulders are open. And we try to relax in the moment. In this moment, what is it that is preventing me from being still, from being at peace? What is it that I am grasping at? If you are grasping at a thought or an opinion, see that they are ephemeral and unsubstantial. Let them go. Let them be. Just rest in a spacious mind where thoughts and opinions are as light as bubbles. resting in awareness, resting in the peace of the moment. If you're grasping at a sensation, look deeply within it. It is not fixed. It is not solid. It cannot be grasped at. Just let it be, just as it is. resting in the moment, resting in the potential of life. If you are grasping at a feeling, look deeply within it. Notice how fleeting and changeable it is. You cannot reduce yourself to any one feeling. Just observe it, be with it, and let it disperse by itself, naturally. If you are grasping at a loved one, Can you dissolve the attachment? Can you care deeply without sticking, without limiting yourself or the other person, but still feel deeply for them? If you are grasping, rejecting a situation you don't like or someone you found difficult. Notice that actually by doing that, you are limiting yourself. You are magnifying the situation. And you are increasing actually the difficult characteristics of that person. Can you just be with that situation, with that person, in a different way? With wisdom, with compassion, with equanimity. seeing the benefit of a quiet and still mind, an equanimous and non-grasping mind. You cultivate equanimity by repeating and reflecting on these sentences. May I accept things as they are. May I be undisturbed by the comings and goings of events. May I be open and balanced. May I accept things as they are. May I be undisturbed by the comings and goings of event. May I be open and balanced. May we accept things as they are. May we be undisturbed by the comings and goings of events. I will care for you, but cannot keep you from suffering. I wish you happiness, but cannot make your choices for you. Using these sentences to develop equanimity towards somebody we like, somebody we feel neutral, somebody we dislike, and gently focusing on several types of people, and maybe just choosing one sentence and repeating several times while we visualize the person. May we accept things as they are. May we be undisturbed by the comings and goings of events. I will care for you, but cannot keep you from suffering. I wish you happiness, but cannot make your choices for you. Now cultivating equanimity toward all beings. All beings are the owners of their actions. I care for them, but cannot force them to change. May all beings find equanimity and peace. All beings are the owners of their actions. I care for them, but cannot force them to change. May all beings find equanimity and peace. Now resting in an open, spacious, equanimous awareness, being very deeply aware of ourselves and the world in this moment, but not grasping at anything, not rejecting anything either, just resting lightly in the moment.